yeah, there's two guys go first, and then I'm in the middle, and then there's two guys that go after me. Yeah. So when the guy shouts action, it's like you have to go, because the guys have gone, you're next, and there's two guys coming behind you, yeah, as well, so you can't do anything.
Hello and welcome to Cunning Stunts with myself, David Holmes. Ever since I was a teenager, I've been performing as a stuntman on feature films. And for 10 years, I was the stunt double for Harry on the Harry Potter films. Whilst preparing a stunt for the final film in the series, I suffered a spinal injury that had the effect of paralysing me from the chest down and ending my career. However, in the decades since the accident, my love of stunts, the stunt performer community and movies has never wavered. So I'm starting this podcast to highlight and pay tribute to the amazing performers who make up the stunt community, giving you first-hand accounts of the work that goes into crafting some of the mind-blowing action scenes you've seen on films such as Star Wars, Mission Impossible, and The Avengers, while also revealing the grit, talent, and bravado of those that risk their lives in the name of entertainment. One quick note, the other voice you'll hear occasionally is Dan Radcliffe, one of my best friends and acting double on the Harry Potter films. He's been sitting in on some of these interviews. Okay, welcome back to Cunning Stunts, and after a week off, we return with our interview with the super talented Mr. Ashley Beck. Ashley used to compete in something called Musical Forms, which is an acrobatic martial art. He then went on to train for the Stunt Register and immediately found himself working as a stunt double on Wrath of the Titans. Ashley's gone on to work on some well-known films, including Game of Thrones, Kick-Ass, King Arthur, and the Star Wars franchise. In his interview, Ashley tells us about some of the stunts he's performed, including his proudest one to date, and also how stunts are involved in the gaming world. Here's our interview with Ashley. Hope you enjoy. Cool. Do you mind introducing yourself and tell us how long you've been in the stunt industry?
Yeah, my name's Ashley Beck. I've been in the stunt industry for 7 years.
How did you get into it, Ashley?
That's a long story. I've been involved with martial arts since I was 4 years old.
Yeah.
As I was growing up, kind of did the whole want to be like Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan thing.
Yeah, were they, so we'll ask the question, were they your inspirations?
Yes, they were. Yeah. Probably early on they were, yeah. And obviously, you know, a few more people along the way. But yeah, and I actually didn't actually want to be a stuntman. I just wanted to do cool fights.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, cut to a few years down the line, I actually wanted to be on the British Stunt Register when I was like 19 years old.
Yeah.
But I was competing quite heavily as well at that point, and it was kind of like...
And you were competing in...
I used to compete in a thing called Musical Forms, which is a martial arts, extreme martial arts acrobatics and things like to music. It's kind of cool to watch and things like that. So I was really pushing for that. And
so it wasn't the fighting end of martial arts, more the style and the balletic side to it.
Yeah. I mean, they class it as tricking, so it's like acrobatic martial arts, like gymnastic techniques and things like that, with kicks, added kicks, and they've got their own like versions of techniques and things like that. It's
brilliant. Yeah,
it's cool to do.
And you got on the register 7 years ago?
Yeah.
And your qualifications for it?
I did gymnastics, trampolining, high diving, rock climbing, and martial arts, obviously.
Okay, brilliant, yeah. Okay, and since joining the Stunt Register, did you have a straight launching at the start of your career, or was it were you busy from the moment you got qualified?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, actually, I was just about to hand all my like application in for the Stunt Register, and I was asked to come and audition for a part on Wrath of the Titans to double a guy called Edgar Ramirez, and they wanted all this tricking stuff and things like that, so. I ended up getting the part in the end, which was nice. But I was still kind of like trying to get onto the register as well at that time.
Yeah.
I ended up doubling on there for like 6 months.
Brilliant. Got to work with the stunt crews
straight away.
Straight away and learn from them and learn the process.
Yeah, straight away. So I was like chucked in the deep end and just like, you know, it was just
great
eye opener. So it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Brilliant. And was that on a location?
It was in the UK, and then we went out to Tenerife for. I can't remember, actually. I think it was about 5-6 weeks, something like that.
Okay,
that
brilliant. Cool.
Yeah.
So just going on with your career, some of the credits you can list for us, and then maybe I can pull out some stunts.
Okay. I just did Justice League. Before that, I did Assassin's Creed.
Right, yeah.
I did I did some Game of Thrones stuff. I've done another movie called Libertador out in Spain and Venezuela. That were cool. Just recently did working on Mission Impossible 6.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah. And I've done a commercial as well recently, which is a pretty big games commercial. And I'm sworn to secrecy. I can't really say anything about that. So.
Oh, really? Brilliant. So just going back to Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about some of the jobs? Because there were some big jumps on that.
Were you doubling Fassbender on that?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Which was a nice experience as well. Which were cool. But yeah, we the guys and myself did a lot of jumps, like unassisted wires and things like that. One of the jumps was. That I had to do, there was five of us, and we were jumping from one building to another building, and it was like a 6 meter jump, like a gap, yeah. With like a 5 meter drop. But then from the bottom building, it was about a 12 meter drop down to the floor, and we had an airbag just for safety. And obviously cameras rolling, things like that. We rehearsed it once, like a few weeks before that. And then when we came to shoot, like always, they change a few little things and we had to have a bit more of a run-up and things like that, so it kind of all changed on the day.
Yeah.
And that was probably one of the stunts that I look back on and think, yeah, that were a bit of a stunt for me.
Cool. Was it with Damien as well?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. So that whole that free-running sequence where they all... I think I know the job. It's in the trailer, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. There's like he jumps... I mean, he somersaults because he's just crazy. But, there's two guys go first... And then I'm in the middle, and then there's two guys who go after me. Yeah. So when the guy shouts action, it's like you have to go because the guys have gone, you're next, and there's two guys coming behind you as well, so you can't do anything. So it's just one of them, like, oh my God, I've got to go.
And did you all have to stagger your exit points at the top of the jump to make sure you wasn't going to land on each other or clear out from the way?
Both, yeah. I mean, we kind of staggered, like, side by side.
Yeah.
And as soon as you hit the crash mat, you had to roll out of the way.
Yeah.
And
have you ever worked on the Assassin's Creed game at all?
I've not actually. No.
You're not? Okay,
so, but obviously I knew it because I'm pretty much a pretty big gamer anyway. So when that came out and I got that opportunity, I was like, this is amazing.
Right.
So it was great.
Because it's quite you're one of the first to touch on it, but the gaming industry and how stunts are now being incorporated into it. So you're working in motion capture suits?
That's right, yeah.
So you would do an action sequence in motion capture, then that would be recorded into computer and they would create a computer-generated graphic
on top
of your body frame.
Yeah.
So quite a physical day then. It's quite a hard day's work.
I mean, the thing with motion capture is there's no setup time for anything, pretty much. So as soon as you get called for, like, say, 8 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock at night, you will work solid from 8 until 6, all physical.
Well, I mean, I was going to ask, you've described that very well in the gaming world. Like, do you ever get a sense that people just, because of the word stuntman, they're like, oh, no, they're invincible, they're fine, you can just go.
I think sometimes it does happen. Obviously, sometimes, the coordinators are a little bit more easier on that fact. They understand that, there's potential injury every time you do something and things like that. But, there's sometimes... They're like, he's a stunt guy. Just keep smashing him. And you're like, oh, great. But then you just have to be like, well, I signed up to this, so.
Right, is there ever moments when, like, because, who would you admit that you're in pain to? Because you wouldn't admit it to, like, I guess the crew or the, necessarily. Yeah. Like, would you go to the other stunt boys and talk about afterwards? Like, oh, Jesus Christ, that was a nightmare. Like,
yeah, it's weird. We've kind of got a weird, like, code on set. Kind of like when you do injure yourself, if it's something that you think you can kind of get away with, like injury-wise, you kind of keep it quiet. You don't want to make a big scene about it. Obviously, if there's something that's gone seriously wrong, then obviously, people need to know about it, especially if you're not going to, like, get up and stuff or you're unconscious or whatever. But there's a few things that can happen that's, a little bit crazy, so...
And do you ever, like, did you ever have a moment before doing a stunt where you have to kind of psych yourself into it, or is it just
That's kind of like a funny one. Like you said, it depends what it is. It's really weird because when I used to compete, I used to get the same feeling of adrenaline before I used to compete. As soon as I stepped on the mat, that adrenaline kind of, like, it was still there, but I was a little bit more calm. and you know, your heart's racing still, and I still get that to this day when I'm doing like a big stunt or whatever. The Assassin's Creed jump was one of those, but it's just like, you just think, I've got to go, and that's it. You know, you trust yourself, you know, your skills and your capabilities, and you just go with your gut feeling and just go.
And especially when you've got two blokes charging behind you as well, you're like, I really have to go.
No. And that obviously that adds another dynamic to it as well, which is like another bit of pressure as well. It's not just you by yourself, just going, oh, you know. But
do you enjoy that sort of the pressure, yeah, and responsibility and all that
stuff? I think coming from the background that I did, getting that like adrenaline, that kind of thing, like, I guess it's like that adrenaline junkie kind of feeling. People just enjoy it. I guess it's addictive. But yeah, it's nice when that kind of happens. Sometimes it's a little bit touching on this, not scary side, but it's a little bit like, oh, I could get injured here. Yeah. But the more, what I found is the more you think about things, the more you've kind of got to reel yourself back, because you'll start thinking about, oh, what if this happens or what if that happens? And then, you know, you're not thinking straight and stuff. It's like, right, I know what I'm doing. Trust myself. Let's go. Let's do it now. That kind of thing. So,
I mean, is there any other jobs that you thought could be touch and go?
You know what? Thinking about it, not sure. Actually, I got jerked into that steel cage, face first. And that was one of those when I was just like, because I can't do anything. I'm on a wire system. Like, I'm getting pulled into this big cage. And this cage were, I mean, you saw the cage. Yeah. It was heavy. It wasn't like a plastic cage. It was real. And I'm getting smashed into it first, face first. But you know, obviously you trust in your student coordinator and the guys that are helping you and things like that. So, you know, there's that side of things as well. So I was fine with it. It's just that when it comes to the time you have to actually do it, you can't help but think, oh, God, this might hurt.
Yeah. I think that's
and I might have to do it again as well. So that's another thing.
And did you have to do it again?
How many times did you do that one?
Actually, you know what? I think I might have only done it once. Wow. I remember when I hit it, I remember I had to be hanging there for like 8 minutes, just like spinning around. I was spinning a lot on the, and because it weren't right or something, I would just I was hanging there.
And for like, 8 minutes, well, rain's coming. Yeah.
And we'd got these like wetsuits on, which like no water can get inside, which is great. But when you're up there, you know, you feel like a little trickle of water and you're like, oh, and you can't move. And it's, oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, how many times have we been uncomfortable in the job?
Oh,
you know, we can perform a great stunt, but then perform a great stunt in an uncomfortable costume, with zero, you know, your eye, like normally a really bright light in your eye, you know, loads of other distractions.
I mean, like all those guys on Gladiator or The Mummy, where you're just in the middle of the desert in Morocco wearing full suits of armour.
Yeah.
That's, and then do a fight scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I suppose on Thrones, you've been hot and cold.
God.
Iceland, Ireland and Spain.
Well, my wife actually got out to go in Spain, which is great. And it was boiling, but I think it was too hot there. But no, I ended up on the second season of that, on one of the big battles.
Yeah.
And it was November, Ireland, Northern Ireland.
Chainmail.
Chainmail.
Oh.
Night shoot as well.
Oh.
And we was on this quarry, and we was in these boats, and you just sat on this boat, and we had to row out to this thing, and there's like loads of people on these boats. And I can remember just sitting there, and I'm just going, just like trying not to shiver. So cold, because the wind was like coming across the water, and then we basically just had to like go up to the banking of the like beach, I guess, jump out like knee deep water and run, and then get arrow hits and hit the deck, which was fine. You know, we were in wetsuits and it were all kind of cool. One particular take, I was at the back of the boat and I had to make myself go forwards. Something happened and there were a few people in the way and stuff, and I couldn't really get through some of the extras. And I went to step across something, and one of the oars kind of like fell off, hit me in the leg, and I went in, totally went in head first in the water, got up, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm like still trying to do the stunt, run onto the beach, bam, get hit, and then laid on the floor, and I'm thinking, man, this wetsuit's really good, because it was a brand new wetsuit. And I weren't saying that 2 hours later, I was freezing.
And when you have those moments when you are like standing in the field in Northern Ireland shaking in chainmail, what is it about the job that makes you come back?
Do you know what? That job was one of the funniest jobs I've ever been on, because there was about 25, 30 stunt guys out there. We were just having crazy laugh when we weren't doing much. obviously we're getting to do fight scenes and stuff, and you know, there's fire happening, and you know, just all crazy things going on.
So as your career's progressed and you've come on, has there ever been a stunt you said no to?
No.
And do you think there would be if it was in your capability?
I don't think so, no. Yeah. I don't think so.
You've always wanted to conquer that and achieve it.
Yeah.
Not just for the film, but for yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I think. I don't know, I'd never live it down to myself.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in a rocking chair thinking back on my life going, oh, I wish I would have done that stunt.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, I want to look back and be like, you know, I had a good time, I did what I did. And
Yeah, cool. And, well, I mean, I know taking it back again, but what were you like as a child? Because obviously you've got this thirst for adrenaline. I mean, I'm quite similar to yourself. But what were you like? Were you quite a handful of, you know, into your sports a lot? Or
You know what? I think I was a good kid. I think. Yeah. I had my times, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I was good in school and things like that.
Climbing trees, going for adventures.
Usual stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we didn't have the whole, you know, iPads and stuff like we do these days. But yeah, you know, we were outside playing Conkers and all that kind of stuff, crazy kid stuff. But
any hospital visits as well? Not when before your stunt,
actually.
Before your stunt career?
No, actually.
None at all?
Just, I mean, obviously, like, you know, like physio and things like that. Yeah. Because with the acrobatics that I used to do, you know, a lot of impact on the floor of my ankles and sometimes kind of give way and I had to, you know, heal up and stuff. But nothing serious, major.
And then since getting on the stunt register, I mean, touch wood if you've got away with it, but have you got any, list any injuries off or any bad knocks?
You know what, I did, like, going back, like, oh God, it must be 10 years ago now, one of the guys that I used to compete against, a guy called John Valera, who was part of 8711 out in the States. He was one of my idols for competitions.
Yeah.
And he randomly called me up. I met him at, like, in like 99. And he randomly called me up about like 8-9 years later and said, do you want to be in a movie in Germany called Ninja Assassin? This is like, it's ninjas running around Berlin doing whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, sweet, I'll do that. Yeah. Sounds cool. I was there for 5 weeks rehearsing, and I just did a stupid move around the corner of this, like two walls just kind of like in a corner, and we were just working these moves out. I jumped up only from like 2 feet high and literally just landed, and I landed on the crash mat and just popped my ankle.
Yeah.
It just went, luckily enough, it was ruptured ligaments. I ruptured all my ligaments in my ankle.
Still hurts.
Yeah, yeah. Initially, it didn't. I was like, oh, it just my foot like felt really flexible. I was like, what's going on here? Just felt weird. The day after, it was just like a balloon and stuff. So I stayed out from the week or so to see what was going on and get scans and stuff. But yeah, they sent me home. I couldn't shoot. That was my first experience in a stunt environment. Kind of handed to me on a platter and took away from me pretty much straight away. Never shot. And at that point, I was like, right, I'm done training for register. But I was out for 8 months.
Really?
So I couldn't do anything, yeah.
God, that must have been frustrating.
Other stunts you've admired from afar as well, jobs that you've either heard about or seen on a film you thought, yeah, that was a good gag.
Well, like any favourite action movies as a kid or sequences or anything that, like, is there anything that was like...
Oh, God, I mean, one that sticks out from Jackie Chan is the one where he fights the Amazon girls. Armour of God.
Armour of God.
Yeah. And the obviously the guys that doubled the girls doing the... I mean, the one guy jumps down off this bridge, and it must be 12, 15 feet high, and he comes down, and Jackie just, he like roundhouse kicks this guy's legs, and he just goes, and it's just, and I just think, and there's a few other little bits in there as well, I just think, oh my God, them guys are just crazy.
Brutal.
And Police Story as well, with the shopping mall fight, he's like picking guys up and swinging them through glass and stuff, and it's just madness.
Cool.
This, yeah.
And listening out, have you had a fight with Jason Bourne?
I haven't, no.
No? James Bond?
Nope.
Batman?
Yes.
And just like, do you love it, Ash?
I love it.
Do you really love it?
It's great, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, hitting the ground hard and things like that, probably not too much, but, you know, it's part of the job. You know, and I mean, I guess for me, it's like when I actually do a stunt, you know, sometimes we get to see it back on the monitors and things like that. And if you do a hard hit into a wall, the sentimental value of watching that, and it looks like a really hard hit and things like that, is more than the pain. It's like the pleasure and the pain kind of thing. Yeah. Like the pleasure overrides the pain, unless it really hurts.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I don't want to do that again.
Yeah.
But I guess you've always got to be willing to do it again. You know, it's that kind of.
Yeah. Where would you like your career to take you? Do you want to perform forever, or would you like to go and coordinate and maybe second unit and action direct? Or
You know what? I mean, I'm not. There's one thing for sure. I do want to be a fire ranger. Coming from such a big background in martial arts and things like that, I think that's a natural route for me to take. But I don't know. I kind of like the whole camera stuff as well. So I don't know. Second unit director. I don't know. Could be there somewhere. I'm not quite certain.
Not far away, you know. There's
true
guys from 8711, Chad and Dave.
True.
He's now directing Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
So yeah, Dave Leach.
It's definitely, it's definitely, you know, it's definitely achievable.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Brilliant.
I think that's where I'm gonna go to.
Brilliant, Ash. Thanks very much. Really appreciate
pleasure.
You coming
thank
down
you.
For
yeah,
us.
Yeah, great, man. Thank you so
cheers.
Much.
Cheers. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, brilliant. Thank you to Ashley Beck for joining us this week. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Cunning Stunts. We'll be back again next week. Until then, take care. Ripple Production podcast series produced by myself, David Holmes, and Amy Stairs. Sound recording, editor, and music by Joe Lamb. To find out more about us, please visit our website, www.rippleproductions.co.uk, or follow us on Facebook and Instagram.